If you have your Bible this morning, turn to the book of Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24. You know the story in this chapter. It's a story of Abraham when he's old. And he calls his servant, his eldest servant, Eliezer, to go out into a far country and to bring back a bride for his son. Not just any bride, but the bride. And he goes out, and you know the story, and I'm not going to try to read this whole chapter because it's a long chapter. But I just want to give you I just want to fill in this morning and give you what God's given me just now. How that God, you know, God, Abraham is a type of God the Father. Isaac is a type of God the Son. The servant is a type of the Holy Ghost of God. And Rebekah is a type of the bride, that perfect bride for the Son. And we see the servant as he makes a promise to Abraham, and he swears by his strength, which is the hand under the thigh, that he'll go out and he'll do what his master asked him to do. And he takes the camels and he takes his men, and you know the story, and he goes to the well. And he has the camels to bow down at the well in reference to where the water is. And as they bow at that well, the spirit, the servant, begins to look unto the Father, the God of heaven. And he begins to ask his blessing upon that's to be received. That they go out to get, that they might bring it in. So that the bride will be brought to the Son. And we see this as we see the servant praying. And he's talking to the Father on what must be done. And he asked for a sign that God would give him. And in God's mercy and his grace, he begins to give this sign that he could see. And the Bible says that this damsel comes to the well at the eventide when the women would come to draw water for their families. And as she draws water and she brings a water pot out, from that very well of life, that water of life, the servant asked her a question. And I want to look at this morning for just a moment as God brought this to our heart as we've read it this week. And I can't get away from it this morning, so I'm just going to give you what God give me. I know what you're talking about, Brother Jeff. It's thick up here today. I don't know if you realize God's presence. When the world says, well, God's gone, the church is gone, it has no relevance in the world. But I want to say this morning, there is a God, and he's real. And as we see this morning, and we look at this with the help of the Lord, she comes to the well, she draws the pot, and the man of God comes before her. And in verse 23, he says this, the servant says, and saith, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? I want to preach this morning for just a little bit, if God will be my help. Is there room in the Father's house? As we look at this today and we can see it, and the Holy Ghost of God has already made it prevalent that there is room in the Father's house. He said there's provision in the Father's house. There's no place this, amen, praise God, to where we can't, there's a place where we can all get in the Father's house. We begin to see the things that God manifests, praise God, in His house. He asked the question, He said, is there room in the Father's house? Now you say, preacher, I don't know what they knew about this, but I believe with all my heart that God Almighty was in the Father's house. I believe that God Almighty is present around His people. And pray God, when we begin to ask the question this morning, is there room in the Father's house? The Bible says in John 14, He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, and I believe with all my heart this morning. Praise God, Brother Wayne, that we believe in God. He said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Praise God, I'm glad this morning that there's room in the Father's house. Amen. He asked the question, said, is there room in the Father's house? Amen. But before that, listen how he lays it out. The servant comes and he offers the offerings and the gifts that come from the Father. Amen. Praise God. If there's nothing else that's ever happened in your life, you could come to the place this morning to realize the gifts that's been offered to you from the Father's house. These gifts in abundance that God's poured out upon us. Amen. So much and in abundance that we can't even do it at the table. Of all, but God Almighty is a pouring out and a blessing from the throne of grace. All good gifts, praise God, come from the Father of light to those who believe. Praise God, are called according to His purpose. I'm glad today that we get the gifts that we're having today as God the Holy Ghost sweeps through this place and He offers those gifts. Praise God, from God the Father. You see, when that servant, he left out there and he loaded the camels and he loaded them with gifts from the Father. I'm glad this morning for the gifts from the Father. Amen. Praise God, He brought those. And you can see as He offers these offers up gifts. And then he begins to ask the question. He begins to ask those things, praise God, that would cause us to begin to think upon the things of God, and would cause us to go in a direction that God would have us to go. He said, who are you? Amen. I want to ask you a question this morning. Who are you? You say, well, I'm such and such, and I'm so and so. My pedigree is this, and my pedigree is that. I want to say, who are you this morning? When it comes to God and godliness, I want to say, praise God, listen, I want to tell you my lineage is a godly lineage. I have a heritage, praise God. I'm glad I'm from the Bible Belt. I'm glad I had a papa, praise God, grandparents that loved the Lord. Praise God, took me to church and brought me up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad they showed me the way. They pointed me in a direction. Amen. I have a way to go. Amen. Ain't you glad for our heritage today? Ain't you glad for the direction that we have from the Lord? Amen. But he begins to question her. He begins to ask her. He begins to want to know. He said, hey, listen. He said, is there room, praise God, in the Father's house for us to lodge? He said, is there room, praise God, where we can come together? Amen. Listen, I will say tonight, church, or today, there's plenty of room in the Father's house. There's plenty of places where we can come together in the presence of a holy God. Hey, don't have to be here or yonder or somewhere else. Praise God, I'm glad we can come together in the presence of the Lord wherever we are. Amen. We're not limited today. Amen. Praise God. We don't have to go to a certain place or do a certain thing. Amen. To be in the presence of a holy God. All we have to do is just trust in the Lord to touch our hearts. Amen. To give us, praise God, that from the throne of grace. That'll encourage us along this way. Bless His holy name. Amen. I'm glad today, praise God, that He's a holy God and a good God, a God that touches hearts and touches life. He changes us and He draws us constantly unto Himself. He's always pointing us in the direction and have us to go. And He's walking there with us. He's a minister to our hearts, this and that, showing us the way, praise God, which He is. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad there's a Savior that we can count on this morning, who'll give us direction. He'll give us the hope. He'll give us a steadfastness. He'll give us a joy down in our heart. Amen. Praise God. It surpasses everything we'll find in this world. I wouldn't take nothing for what I feel right now down in my soul. I wouldn't take nothing, praise God, for the God I have. Amen. I serve and I worship and I praise, amen, from the depths of my soul, who comes into me, praise God, and He sups with me. Amen. Just like He does you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, is there room in thy Father's house for us to lodge? He said, is there a place where we can come in? Ain't you glad there's a place where you can get in? Amen. Praise God. You know, hey, He won't leave you on the outside looking in, but He'll bring you to a place, praise God, where you can get in, where you can see the goodness of God all over the place. Lord, ain't you glad, amen, that there's a God of heaven who don't leave you out? Amen. He includes you in every aspect of His being. Praise God. He wants you to be partakers in Him. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad you're not going to have to sit on the outside and look at Him? But praise God, you can get in. I'm glad this morning I've got a God that'll let me get in, ain't you? And let me come to a place, praise God, where I can come in with Him. I can sup with Him and Him with me. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to look at, sit on the outside and just wonder what's going on down at the house of God. I'm glad I don't have to wonder hell, glory, blaze His holy name. I'm glad I don't have to just wonder what's happening over in heaven this morning. Praise God, I'll tell you what's happening. Saints of God of ages old, praise God, are praising God and giving Him glory. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't you know they're having them a time? Amen. I don't know about you, but I get wore out in this flesh. Amen. You get tired and you get weary. But I'm glad, praise God, one of these days I'm going to step out of this old flesh. Hey, man, I'm going to lay it down. I'm going to get that glorified body like unto the Lord. Hey, man, glory be to God. And I'm going to shout through the ages and give God the praise and glory. And honor, praise God, that He deserves. Hey, man, I'm going to get in, praise the Lord. You say, preacher, what are you waiting for? I ain't waiting, praise God. I'm going to go ahead and get in now. Hey, man, I'm just going to praise my Lord and give Him glory, praise God, where He's brought me from. And praise God, where He's taken me to. The promises I have for the portals of glory down to me. Amen. Think about it. We have a heavenly promise this morning. Amen. A promise that's out of this world. Praise His holy name. Hey, well, what a God we have. And He asked her, he asked this question. He said, is there room in the Father's house? I want to say, praise God, I believe this morning there's plenty of room at the Father's house. I believe there's a place this morning, praise God, where we can come and we can worship and we can praise God for all His goodness and His mercy. I thank God that there's plenty of room for us all to get in. Hey, listen, you don't have to worry about it being crowded. You don't have to worry about people getting in the way. Praise God, I want to say they're not going to be in the way when it comes to worshiping God, because He is the way. Amen. He's touching hearts. He's touching lives. He's faithful, praise God, to each and every one of us this morning. I thank Him for that, don't you? Praise God. I'm glad God is faithful. He will not fail us, praise the Lord. I'm glad we can come before Him today with a thoughtful, thankful heart in the presence of a holy God, and we can see His power manifest in His people. Amen. He's not a God that used to be. He's not a God that could be. He's a God of the heaven and the earth, praise God, who's alive and well today. Amen. In every essence and fiber of His being. Praise God to make us what He'd have us to be. Amen. So we can see the power of God. Hey, the world's looking down upon us, Brother Scott, and they say, well, why don't you just give up? Amen. Why don't you just give in? Why don't you just fit in? Hey, listen, I ain't no place for me to fit in this world. Amen. Praise God. My God is out of this world. He's beyond this world, praise God. But I'm glad He still comes down to me, still comes down to you, and He's still a blessing here, and He's a blessing there. He said, listen, glory be to God. He's a God of heaven, amen, that wants to touch the hearts of every living human being, even right now today that we live, if we'll let Him touch us. I don't know about you, I want to be touched. Don't you? I want to be touched. We see God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost in this chapter. We see the Spirit of God moving. We see the touch of God, praise God, and what He's able to do. I'm glad, praise God, for God's sakes, amen, that He ministers His goodness and mercy to us. He shows us, praise God, through the Holy Ghost of God, where I need to be, where you need to be, praise God, where God can just reach down upon us with those tender hands of love. Hey, listen, when we're hurting, when we have needs, I'm glad I serve a God who reaches down with His hands of love. And pray God pulls me unto Himself, draws me close to Him, and shows me that He loves me, allows me, praise God, to be partaker with Him in all His goodness. I'm talking about a God that loves us. Amen. A God that touches us, a God that helps us, praise God. A God that gives us that we stand in need of. I'm glad He don't ever leave us alone. Amen. Now, there may be a whole lot of folks in this world, and they may say this, and they may say that. They may do this and do that. They may make you all kind of promises. Amen. But praise God, I want to say there's an ultimate promise keeper, and it's God Almighty through the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost of God who will speak to our hearts. He'll speak to your heart. He'll put His arms around you. He'll embrace you in so many ways. Praise God. You'll have to like one of them. He'll touch you, praise God, in the very fiber of your being for His glory. Why? Because He's faithful. Amen. He sent Abraham sent Eliezer out, and he said, hey, listen, I need you to go on a trip for me. He said, I need you to go find a bride for my son. Amen. And I need you to fetch her here. He said, well, what if I go out there and I can't find it? He said, well, said, if you can't find it, he said, it'd be all right. He said, but I've got confidence in you. Amen. I thank God for the Holy Ghost of God. And I thank God for the confidence I have in Him. Because He's out to do the will of the Father. He's not out to do His own will. He's not looking for reward. But praise God, He's looking to touch the hearts and the minds of people. You and me, praise God, our families, our hearts, our homes, our lives, and draw us unto Himself. He's there to draw us out, praise God, and to lift us up. Amen. Glory be to God. And one day the Holy Ghost of God, He's going to lift us high, Brother Jeff. Amen. He's going to lift us out of this world. And God Almighty is going to reach down and take us in His mighty, almighty hands, praise God, and draw us unto Himself. Amen. Can you imagine one day in a little while, when the Holy Ghost of God begins to do those things, praise God, begins He draw them out. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm glad. Amen. There's a God of heaven. Hey, I'm glad there's a God that's made us that promise. Amen. And He said, we are partakers of the promise. That means we get it. Amen. That God has made us a promise that one day He's going to call us unto Himself. One day in just a little while, God's going to, amen, we need to be getting ready. Amen. Praise God. We need to be getting ready. We don't know when, praise God, that God's going to call us out of here. Amen. Praise God. Hey, it may be today, it may be tonight, it may be tomorrow, it may be next week. But we need to be ready. You say, well, preacher, it's a scary thing about going out here. Praise God, go out and be with the Lord. Amen. Now, I know we're apprehensive about things that we don't know. But let me tell you, on the authority of God's Word, praise God, that when we go out of here in the Lord, it's a glorious thing. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So what does that mean? It means as soon as this body hits the dust, praise God, when the life breath is breathed, glory be to God, we'll be in the presence of God Almighty. Amen. There's no laying around. There's no waiting on it. There's no gap theory. Amen. There's no prolonging praise. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We go out of here. When our life's breath is done, when the life's breath is gone, as that life's breath is breathed out, Brother Lynn, there's a translation. Be translated from here to yonder, praise God. So, preacher, I just don't understand that word. Well, look at John. Praise God, he is over there and he was with the Lord, in the presence of the Lord. Amen. He got down there and he was when his work was done, he was gone. Amen. He was taken from one place to another for God's glory. One day in a little while, youngins, we're going to go from here to yonder. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, praise God. Praise His holy name. I'm glad I serve a God that's that way. Praise God. He said, is there room in thy Father's house for us to lodge? He said, is there room in the house? I want to say, praise God, in the Father's house, there are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, and if I go, he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm looking for that also place. Hey, praise, I've been searching the scriptures. I've been looking at the word. I've been praying to my God. I pray God, Lord God, I'm looking for that also place. That awesome also place that you've designed for me. I pray God, I believe, oh, Eliezer, when he went a looking, he went a looking for that bride, for Isaac. Praise God, he had in his heart, he was going to come and get her. And if it be the will of God, he was going to bring her unto the Son. Praise God, that she might rest in the Father's house. In my Father's house are many mansions, dwelling places, wonderful spots. But I like that part where he says, I go to prepare a place in all the magnificence of glory. Now listen to me. He said, in all the magnificence of glory, I'm going to go prepare you a place. In all the magnificence aspect, he said, I'm going to go prepare you a place. Did you ever think in your heart that you are special in the eyes of God? Amen. Don't you let anybody ever tell you, you young people, listen to me, don't you ever let anybody tell you that you're not precious in the eyes of God, because you are. And He is going to prepare a place for you, a special place. Oh, the devil ain't liking this. Don't let it get cold. Amen. The devil ain't liking this. He don't like when God begins to make preparations. He don't like it when you begin to tell about those preparations. He don't like it when you begin to see those preparations. He don't like it when you begin to prepare for those preparations that's been prepared for you. He don't like it this morning. But I want to say, praise God, we're not here to serve the devil. We're not here to give him glory. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus, because he's already paid the price. He's all, glory. Somebody ought to jump up and shout, he's already made provision for you and for me when he sent out, praise God, at Eliezer to your life, at top of the Holy Ghost of God to move to where you was and to touch your heart. I want to say, praise God, it was a personal thing. Well, glory. Can you imagine in your mind that God loved you enough that He made special preparation for you? Now we read this story, and I was sitting there this morning thinking about this. How God Almighty sent Eliezer on a trip to go and get the bride for Isaac. God went out of His way to make provision for you.
You say, preacher, I just don't understand. Our finite mind, we can't understand that sometimes. How God loved you enough to come to where you was. Listen, we can't get to Him. We cannot get to Him, but praise God, He can come to us. And He'll come a-looking for you. Pray He'll come hunting you. And I pray God, He won't be satisfied till He finds you and gives you an opportunity to become the bride of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. He comes to her, praise God. And He asked her the question. He said, is there room in thy Father's house for us to lodge in? Praise God. Amen. Is there room? Is there a place where we can come to in your Father's house? I guess what we'd say, well, I can't speak for my Father, but I can speak for me. I can tell you today, praise God, that I'll move some things. I'll shift some things around. And I'll make a room, I'll make a place, praise God, so that you can come in. Amen. I pray God, I'll make room for you, Lord. Amen. You know what's wrong with us today? We get so caught up in the flesh, we don't want to make room for God to work. But God Almighty, He's wanting to work, praise God. He's wanting to make a place. He wants to bring us to a place where we can lodge. He wants to bring us a place to where we can get that help, praise God. But I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Bless His holy name. I thank God that He brings us to a place if we'll just be willing to come to where He'll take us. Amen. Then you know what happens? The Holy Spirit of God, when we begin to get in line with God. But you know what happens? But sometimes we try to bring God and line Him up with us. That don't work. But when we line up with Him, it's a whole different story. Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, you sound like you're talking from experience. Amen. Oh, me. I've tried to line God up with me. It don't work, Brother Robert. Amen. God don't line up with me. But boy, when I line up with Him, praise God, it just gets so good. And it gets so better, praise God. And it gets God begins to get so big. And He said there's room, amen, for us to draw close to Him. He said there's room right here with me if we'll come unto Him, praise God. He said there's room for each and every one of us. He said there'll not be no lacking in the Lord. It'll be sufficient. Amen. There'll be space. For everyone, you know, like we're living today in a world that everybody wants their space. Amen. And we want our space in such an attitude in a way that we're willing to push God back. I believe a whole lot of people today are stiff-arming the Lord. Amen. They're stiff. They're holding Him back. They're saying, well, you know, Lord, yes, but. Amen. I thank God the Word of God tells us here that they begin to ask with Rebekah. And they begin to question her about this. And they say, well, you know, you might say, well, they say, well, she's the age. We'll let her answer for herself. And they said, you know what we want to do? We want you to just abide here a few days. And we want you to wait a little while. You know, that's what the whole world's saying now. You said, you know, you're going to get in this religion. But just wait a little while before you do. I want to say, praise God, that's a lie of the devil. Amen. It's a lie of the devil. We don't want to wait, praise God. We want to get in today. But her brother, the Bible says, verse 55 said, and her brethren and her mother and said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After that, she shall go. Amen. They said, just wait a little while. That's a lie of the devil that he's telling today. Young people and old alike, praise God, if we're ever going to get in, it's time to get in now. If we're ever going to have a relationship with God Almighty, praise God, it's time to, praise God, just jump in with both feet, trusting in the Lord, praise God, and let's see how God can bless us. And he said unto them, verse 6, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. Now listen to what Rebecca says. He said, and they called Rebecca and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? Question mark. Now notice what she does here is a decision of faith. And she said, I will go. Now, you know what this is? This is a demonstration of personal salvation. Amen. A demonstration of personal salvation, praise God. The Holy Spirit had come, the Holy Spirit had touched her, and he said, hey, listen, are you willing to sell out and go with God? A question he asked us, and he's asking every one of us a question today. Are you willing to go, sell out and go with God? Eliezer, type of the Holy Ghost, is speaking to your heart. Praise God. I'm glad God Almighty can speak to individuals and everybody at the same time. Amen. She said, I will go. You know what that is? That's a decision of faith. Now, we're living in a day and an hour that we don't want to recognize that. Said, well, you know, it's just an attitude, you know, whether you want to go with the Lord or, you know, wait a while. Or, you know, it's up to you. I won't say it's not up to you. Amen. The drawing power of the Holy Ghost is what does the work. And it took Eliezer, took a type of the Holy Spirit, amen, to come down to where she was. And he began to question with Rebecca. And he said, hey, listen, you know where you're at? She said, yeah. He said, you know where you need to be? She said, yeah. He said, you know where you want to go? She said, yeah. Amen. Praise God. Wait a minute. Could it be that simple? Amen. God Almighty, praise God, comes down to our hearts and He speaks to us just like the Holy Ghost, Eliezer did to Rebecca. He said, hey, listen, do you know who you are? Yeah. Do you know where you'd like to go? Yeah. He said, would you like to go now? Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. Holy Ghost, God speak to my heart, praise the Lord. He said, hey, listen. He said, you know who you are? I said, yeah, I'm just no lost sinner. He said, you know what you need to do? He said, yeah. I said, yeah, I need to repent and trust the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sinfulness. Amen. He said, would you like to go to heaven? I said, glory to God, sign me up. Amen, glory. Hey, I want to go to heaven. You know, say old song, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Listen, I will tell you by the authority of the Word of God, if you're a born-again God-fearing child of God, you're not going to die, praise God. You're going to get promoted. Amen. We're going to leave this old temple of clay. I've told you before, one day you may roll me up here and say, poor old Pastor Jeff. Oh, he's laying there and that, praise God, that old carcass may be, but my soul and my spirit is going to be in the portals of glory. While you're a weeping and a crying for me, praise God, I'm going to be a shouting. Hey, ain't no telling what I'm going to be doing. Can you imagine when you don't have the hindrance of this old flesh, Miles? Praise God, how we could praise God and lift up His blessed name. Amen. Glory to God. No wonder when He come. Eliezer, type of the Holy Ghost, and asked Rebecca, he said, hey, her family there being present. And he said, hey, do you want to go with this feller or you want to tarry here? She said, listen, I love every one of you. I thank you for all the opportunities I had. I thank you for what I feel for you. I love each and every one of you. But praise God, if I've got an opportunity to go with Him, praise God, I'm going to let go and I'm going to go. She said, I'm going to let go and let God. While they'd already something that had taken place down in her life. There was already something, Brother Jeff, that she had recognized. Amen. The Lord had already been in that place. Amen. Praise God. He had already come to where they were. He had already been present in her family, in her papa, and her mamas, and her daddies. They already knew who God was. And they knew, praise God. They had a, well, glory. Somebody ought to shout. I can't even say it. They already had a lineage, praise God, a family line that would come down, who would walk with God and talk with God and live for God. And they said, well, whatever happens, to God be the glory. Amen. Listen, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Do you? I don't even know about today. I ain't even figured out yet where I'm going to eat lunch at. I ain't. Ain't made that decision. Nobody's invited me yet. Better still, nobody's offered to pay. So I'm still caught in indecision. But praise God, I'm glad there's something that I'm not indecisive about. I'm glad there's a God of heaven, praise God, that come down on a Wednesday night, 1976, when I didn't know, had glory, when I didn't know how to get to Him. He come to where I was in a little church in Oakland, Maryland. Praise God, He tiptoed over where I was. He sat down beside me, Brother Austin, that pew, and He said, "Son, I love you. Wouldn't you like to just leave this place and go with me someday?" I said, "Glory be to God. Lord, I got to thinking about it. I got to see it over in the portals of glory, and it looks better over there than it is here. Lord, that signed me up to go." Amen. I believe Rebecca had been thinking about this. And I don't think it was those little trinkets that they give her that caused her to make a decision. I believe God, the Holy Ghost, when Eliezer began to lay upon her the love, praise God, manifest. And in the gifts, the manifestation through the Holy Spirit showed her the love of the Father. Amen. And of the Son through the Holy Ghost. And they asked her, I said, let's call her in here. And I know I think too much, I guess. But Brother Scott, I can see in my mind's eye the damsel, Rebecca. I see her back there and maybe going about her business, taking care of the house, maybe getting things ready, putting things in order. Amen. You know, God likes it when it's decent and order. You say, "Well, preacher, this ain't decent order. This is, amen, glory be to God. It's straight from the throne of grace." But He's speaking to you. God's a working with her, and they call her in there. They say, "Well, let's just ask Rebecca. See what she says." Amen. So they called the damsel and they inquired at her mouth. She said, "What do you got to say about this?" And I think it's pretty neat. Rebecca called Rebecca and said to her, "What wilt thou go with this man?" Amen. And praise God, I don't think she had to ask her. I don't think they had to beg her. I think they had to compel her. Amen. Didn't have. I said, "Well, can I get with you tomorrow on that?" You see, I believe there was some deal in the Holy Ghost of God. It was making preparation. And I think the day and the hour that we live, there's some deal of the Holy Ghost of God. And He's making preparation. People's making their call and election sure, praise God. And they're getting lined up, amen, to go to glory. Amen. One day in a little while, I'm going to slip out of here. One day in a little while, I'm going to go be with the Lord. Amen. What about you? I've done made my call and election sure. Amen. She didn't wait. Praise God. She had the decision. She said, "I will go." Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "Well, preacher, you said a while ago that she was in there and she was doing this and she was doing that. She was taking care of this and that." You know what she's doing? I think she was getting her maidens together. And she said, "Now, listen, I need you to get this. And I need you to get that. And I need you to, and oh yeah, get that good thing I sat on when I'm on the camel." Amen. Praise God. She said, "Amen. Call election sure." Pray God. She said, "I'm getting ready to go." I said, "Where's she going?" She said, "I'm going on a trip." She said, "I'm going to go be with my beloved." Amen. She said, they questioned her and said, "What are you talking about? I didn't know you had a boyfriend. I didn't know you had a significant other. How'd you keep us from this? How'd you keep it from us? We didn't know." Hey, man, listen, I didn't know either till, praise God, that Wednesday night, 1976, when the Holy Ghost of God come to where I was. Amen. He come right down, sat on my pew beside me, and He said, "Son, I love you." And said, "If you will, so I'd like you to come go with me." Amen. Praise God, Brother Scott. I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. Amen. Glory to God. God, what a God we have. Amen. Snuggled me up. Pulled me into His bosom. Praise God. Hey, listen, He's kept me all the way. Praise God. He'll keep me to the end of the way and deliver me in safe passage home one day. Amen. I said, "Will you go?" And she said, "I will go." Praise God. And she gathered up all her stuff. Praise God. And got all the people together and they headed out. Amen. One day, listen, and I'm done. One day in a while, we're going to go to another land. We're going to go to a promised land. A place that's prepared for those that's prepared for the place. Amen. I can see it now. How about you? I can see the portals of glory. Hey, I can see it. It's a close. I can see it from my house. Amen. It's a close. I can see it from here. And the Lord just over on, praise God, that the servant, he's got them up, loaded them on the camels, and they headed for the Father's house. Amen. Headed for the Father's house, and as they're going along the way, they see this young man coming out. They see this person coming out to meet him. Now, if you'll study this, Isaac hasn't been mentioned since he was on the mountain and Abraham was offering him up as a sacrifice. It's been a while. It's been a number of years and we haven't heard anything about Isaac. But praise God, one day, amen, when the bride is brought before him, praise God, he'll be there. He's waiting in the field of glory, praise God. So when we pull up, he'll be there. He'll meet us in the field of glory one day in a little while. Praise God, he'll receive his bride unto himself. He said, and Isaac brought her into his mother's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. Amen. Praise God. And it says, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Amen. So he's going to take his bride and pull it to him. Guess what he's going to do with us? He's just going to love on us. And he's going to love on us. And you know what he wants? He wants to do that right now if we'll let him. Amen. He's wanting to love on us now if we'll let him. But I'm afraid in the world in which we live, sometimes we stiff arm him, we hold him back. But he sent the Spirit. He sent Eliezer, our Eliezer, praise God, to come to where we are, to woo us and to show us that he loves us, to offer us those little gifts, those little trinkets from the portals of glory that we receive every day in our Christian life. As we believe and we begin to love the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of God begins to woo us and show us his love. Amen. God begins to minister that love to us day by day by day. I don't know about you. God loved me in so many ways. Praise God. I like all of them. Amen. But God Almighty is speaking to our hearts. Praise God. In the Father's house, the Bible says there's many mansions. If were not so, I would have told you. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. Praise God. He's a wooing God that's a speaking to us today. And there's turmoil, there's anxiety, there's things all over this world, but there's a great big God. He said, you know what? Looking down individually, he said, I love you. And you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Would you come? Just be mine. Would you come to me? Would you trust in me? Would you let me love you? Amen. Like only I can love you. Amen. Listen, we're trying to live and love in this world, praise God, and we don't even know what it is. Life without Christ is no life at all. Love without God's love is no love at all. But praise God, when we have the God, the life, the love of God in our hearts, praise God, we can come to a place that Rebekah did. Praise God, she said, I'll go. Praise God, it just sounding so much better over there than it is over here. Praise God, I love it here, I like it here, but praise God, I believe it's going to be better over there. Amen. Listen, youngins, I guarantee you it's going to be better over there. The God of heaven, amen, speaking to our hearts. He's wooing us. He's calling us to himself. He said, would you come go with me? The Spirit, the Eliezer, he said, would you come and go with me? Would you like to go? Would you like to go see the Savior? Would you like to go be, praise God, you say, yes, Lord, here am I. Take me, Lord. Amen. Praise God, and God, them great big loving arms scoops you down. Praise God, puts you on that camel of righteousness. Praise God, and starts taking you off toward the portals of glory, to that place, amen, he's prepared for us. Little did Rebekah know what God had already prepared for her. And then can you imagine, the Bible says, when she lifted up her eyes, she lifted up her eyes, and praise God, she saw Isaac. Amen. One day, Lord God, we're going to lift up our eyes, and we're going to see our Isaac. But you know what? I did that several years ago in March 1976. I lifted up my eyes, and I saw my Isaac. Glory be to God, and I ain't been the same since. Boy, he just gets sweeter and sweeter and better and bigger, praise God. And I just feel littler and littler and smaller, but God just keeps being God, and he always will be God. Amen. When we begin to let God be the Lord of our lives, He begins to minister to us and through us and gives us that peace in our heart. It's a peace that passes understanding. I don't understand it all. I don't understand, Brother Austin, why God would love me like He does. But He does. And He loves each and every one of us, praise God, that He come to you, to where you are. And He woos you, and He asks you, and He draws you. And He said, come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. And He said, that rest is in the Lord.